B, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Kieran Corr.
The murder investigation's underway after the body of a man was found in Gravesend. Graham has more for KMFM.
Well, police were called to a property in Clarence Row in the town just before eight last night, where the victim was discovered. His family have since named him as Danny Wallace, who was in his 20s. Two men, who were both 23, and a 29-year-old woman were arrested in nearby Windmill Street shortly after. They're being held on suspicion of murder and remain in police custody. Police have confirmed the victim knew his alleged killers.
It's understood the two women who were stabbed and seriously injured in their home in Faversham know the man arrested on suspicion of attacking them. Police were called just before five yesterday afternoon to the property along Fostal Road. The women, who are in their 70s and believed to be sisters, remain in hospital. A 29-year-old man from Sittingbourne has been arrested and remains in custody. A man's been charged with threatening a person with a knife in Stroud. Police were called in the early hours of Thursday morning to Montford Road following a report of a man was making threats whilst holding several knives. He was later tasered by officers when he refused to put them down. 38-year-old Miles Priestley from the same road has been remanded in custody.
KMFM News.
One in three drivers in Kent have used their mobile phone behind the wheel, according to a study out today. Road safety bosses in the county have found it's not just for making calls either, but texting and checking social media sites too. They've told KMFM the figure is even higher for 17 to 24-year-olds, though. Most admit it's not acceptable. Steve Horton is from the County Council.
We kind of assume that driving is a very easy, very mundane thing to do. In actual fact, the situation on the road changes minute to minute. And just because you might be safe using a phone at this particular stretch of road, chances are in a couple of moments' time, the situation's changed. It could be a lot different.
We've spoken to these people in Gillingham who say taking a call or checking a message just isn't worth it.
Even hands-free use of mobiles can be dangerous because you're not concentrating necessarily on the road.
When you're on the phone, at least you can look outwards, but they're just equally as bad, I think.
It is dangerous, yeah. And that about sums it up, really.
Planned strikes by Network Rail workers have been called off after a new pay offer was made. Members of the RMT union were due to walk out for 24 hours from Thursday and for 48 hours next week after rejecting two proposed deals. It's been confirmed the cost of a school bus pass in Kent will increase to £250 later this year. The County Council's agreed the £50 rise from this September when the next academic year gets underway. Transport bosses have also revealed they're considering a buy two, get one free deal. Matthew Balfour, who's based at KCC, has told KMFM it's to offer extra support to larger families.
It's more difficult if there are three or more. And because of the relatively small number of these families, I and the officers think that it's a good idea that we should somehow help them.
The doubling of free childcare for 3- and 4-year-olds in England has been brought forward a year. The government says it'll now pilot the scheme from September next year rather than 2017. It'll see 600,000 families save around £2,500 a year. And Sir Elton John's performed to thousands of fans in Kent 9 years since he last sang in the county. The concert at the Kent Showground in Detling last night featured some of the star's classic hits, including Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. These people have told us it was a great night.
And I also thought it was a biographical concert because a lot of the songs came through the years with him. But absolutely fantastic.
It was absolutely superb. Yeah, I thought he was fantastic. 2 hours, constant. It was absolutely superb. Everyone loved it. The whole crowd were up. Really brilliant.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Kent's Adam Jamili has dipped under the 10-second barrier for the 100 metres for the first time. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, the 21-year-old from Dartford was in action at the Bedford International Games yesterday and clocked in a time of 9.97 seconds. However, the achievement will not appear in record books due to the windy conditions there. Meantime, Hyde's Jack Green won his 400-metre hurdle race with a time of 50.39 seconds. In cricket, England are going to have to chase down a world record total if they want to win the second test against New Zealand at Headingley. The tourists have set their hosts 455 to win after declaring their second innings on 454 for 8 on the penultimate day. A short while ago, the home side were on 23 for no wickets. And Kent beat Somerset by 3 runs in their latest match in the T20 Blast competition. Captain Sam Northeath scored a century at Taunton yesterday to help his side finish on 227 for 7.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.